There's something to see, you will see. There's something to hear, you will hear. How do you feel? If it's quiet, know that it's quiet. If it's agitated, know that it's agitated. When you understand that whatever you're experiencing, what is happening is just an object. When you know it's an object, you step back away from it already. Meditation is cultivation. What is cultivation? It is practicing and allowing these wholesome minds, wholesome qualities, so that a lot of them are allowed to constantly be in the mind, awareness, right effort, stability of mind, faith, wisdom, practicing wholesome qualities so that they grow, so that they are allowed to grow. Experiences are only used as objects. We are not trying to change experience. Whatever experience you have, the first thing you have to check is how you feel. And if you like or dislike the experience, you need to watch that. If you cannot bear the experience anymore, change your posture, make yourself more comfortable, take a walk. Change the posture, change the object. But you have to start by making the effort to observe the minds that are liking or disliking. Observe the desire or the resistance. You're being aware so that eventually we will see what is happening as it is, the nature of what is happening as it is. We're not trying to make, to have experiences that we want, or trying to make experience that we don't want go away. We want to let the experience be so that we can observe it and its nature as it is. Once the mind no longer has attachment or resistance to it. When we make the effort to be mindful moment after moment, day after day. For days, the quality of the mind will change. If there are things that we are expecting, goals that we think we should be reaching, ways in which you think the practice should be, then you fail to notice the way the mind is already changing. Now, you fail to notice the benefits that are present now. The benefits that you are gaining now. Every bit that we do, we gain that little bit. The more we do and the more skillful we are, that's how much we get in return, in benefit. One of the qualities that is listed as necessary for understanding the Dhamma is also contentment. There are 8 qualities that help us to realize the Dhamma. The first is to not be greedy, to not want too much, even from the practice. To be content. That we are content with the result of our efforts, that we realize that what we have now is the result of the effort we have put in skillfully. For the mind and body to have to be settled. And how does the mind and body settle? It means being alone, alone in body, not seeking companionship, not seeking too much companionship, and alone in mind, not seeking the companionship of the unwholesome qualities of mind, not seeking the companionship of the defilements. And then to try and try again and again. That's virya, right effort. To persevere, to sustain, to try to be committed, to always be mindful as much as possible. There must be stability of mind. And there must be the use of wisdom.
Yo,
and to be simple, to not complicate with desires, expectations, resistance and aversion and judgments, to simplify, that the mind is simple in its attitude. The unwholesome minds are always expanding their universe, deciding things are needed, wanted, unnecessary, to be removed. They're always expanding, complicating, desiring, rejecting. Simplifying the mind from that.
That the Nila, the Jambu Nila, the planning the tarot, sitting at Guru.
It's almost time to go home. And the mind is going to start thinking and planning. Be aware. You can plan, but be aware so that you realize whether it's excessive or enough thinking. You want to understand whether it's necessary or unnecessary by knowing when you're thinking and planning. Ideally, we don't need too much planning. Plans need to be made. But usually, we don't have to keep thinking and thinking and thinking about it. Things can be settled when the time is right. We need to understand the energy called Chetana. Chetana is a volitional energy of the mind that moves the body or keeps it still. Generally, we know the intentions of the planning mind. So intention or planning mind, we'll call it the same thing. This comes in the form of a thought. You want to do something. You want to walk. You want to stand. You want to sit still. You want to close your eyes. These are thoughts. You want to get up. Or eat or whatever. These are thoughts, and these, in English, we call them intentions. And, or we can call them the planning mind. Now with this intention to do something, this thought to do something, energies arise in the mind that help the body to move. These volitional energies are purely mental energies that then impact the body and then cause the body to move or to stop moving. And sometimes we don't see the difference between the thought, the desire to do something, versus the volitional energy of the mind to move or not to move. So you have situations such as when you're sitting meditation and then you finish and you want to get up and you realize you've already thought you want to get up, but you've remained sitting. And this is because those volitional energies that want to keep the body still are still stronger than the volitional energies that will make the body move. So although there's a thought to move, the body doesn't follow because those energies that move the body haven't become strong enough. The energies that are keeping the body still are still stronger. And we see this daily in our lives when we want to do something and we don't get around to doing it. Or we think we don't want to do something, it's already done. So these volitional energies are working and we need to know them as well. They're not thinking. They're energies of the mind that create movement or stillness. In Pali, it's called Chetana. Use your time wisely. Don't waste your time.